Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you live from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, the site of Super Bowl 57, Radio Row, which they've now changed to Media Row, I guess, because there's a bunch of shows here. Like next to me is the TikTok tailgate. So I guess we've moved beyond just radio.
Doing a couple dances, aren't you, Joe?
So it's funny. One of the people over there, Nick, came over as Mark Cerise were wrapping up, and I guess because our table's like right near theirs, there's a little gap, but it's like, you know, their setup's right near WIP. So they must have heard Mark Cerise during their show all day, and they're like, they asked where we're from and all that. And they're like, yeah, you guys look like you're having fun all day talking to their show. And they were like, yeah, you should come over and do some TikToks. And Marks was like, do I have to dance? And the lady was like, no, you don't have to dance. So yeah, if you see Marks dancing on TikTok, you know why. Yes, it's Media Row now, not Radio Row. It's either way. It's awesome to be out here. It's WIP Ghost AC Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we broadcast live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, this entire week. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove to you? He does have to prove something to me, that he could play his best in the biggest moment, on the biggest stages. He hasn't yet. That has been the reality of his college and NFL career. It just has. I mean, look at his numbers in his big bowl games in college football and the three playoff games in the NFL. Last year against Tampa, this year so far, that's not his best. We know what his best is now. He has not achieved that in those biggest games. Tell us to prove that to me. All right, back to the lines here in a second, but we were talking about national media dopes and not believing in Jalen Hurts. Here's Colin Cowherd as he ranked the top 10 players that will play in Super Bowl 57. Listen to this on Hurts. So wait a second, Nick. If my math is correct as I ran that down, does that mean he has Jalen Hurts at 9?
He does. He has Jalen Hurts at 9 out of his 12 players, not 10.
Yeah, so he broke his own rules on his 10. Here's my list. I'll only do 10. Let's not break the rules like Colin did there. Here's how I'd rank the top 10 players in Super Bowl 57. And, you know, once you get towards the bottom, first of all, Hurts is going to be higher on my list. Once you get towards the bottom, like, you could move, I don't know, 9, 10 out and put two other guys. I mean, there's a lot of good players. These are the two best teams in the NFL that each went 16-3. You're going to find 5 or 6 or 7 guys on each team probably worthy of a list like this. Here's how I'd rank the top 10 players that will take the field in Super Bowl 57. Number 1 is Patrick Mahomes. 2 is where I'd have Jalen Hurts. I mean, let's just take a deep breath here on ranking these players. The number 1 and number 2 in this game are also going to be number 1 and number 2 in MVP voting. Okay? Creed Humphrey didn't not get MVP votes. Jalen Hurts is. 1, Mahomes. Jalen Hurts is 2. 3, I have Jason Kelce. I do believe that the Kelces are next on the list. I would put Jason 3, Travis Kelce number 4. Number 5, I have Chris Jones. 6, I went Hassan Reddick. It's really close, right? Jones got to be in the Defensive Player of the Year finalist. Reddick didn't. You could say these two are even, different positions. One is interior defensive lineman, one the edge. They're both outstanding. They're both stars. I go Chris Jones 5, Reddick 6. And the next three, I put Eagles. Lane Johnson 7, A.J. Brown 8, Devontae Smith 9. And I went with the center for the Chiefs, Creed Humphrey, 10. So I went Mahomes, Hurts, Kelce, Jason, Travis Kelce next at 4, Chris Jones, 5, Hassan Reddick, 6, Lane Johnson, 7, A.J. Brown, 8, Devontae Smith, 9, Creed Humphrey, 10. So my list has 1, 2, 3, 4 Chiefs, and I have 6 Eagles, which I do think the Eagles roster is a little bit better, a little deeper. I think it kind of fits to the theme of the Eagles being the favorite. But, yeah, Jalen Hurts is number 2 for me. Yeah, and we'll see by the end of the week how you know, when the game is over, if we get the MVP from this list or how this whole thing plays out. But it is pretty remarkable there to see a national guy put Jalen Hurts at 9. We'll see. There's more of these silly list come out where someone else has Hurts. It is What to Watch for, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of mobile network. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tim is in Philly talking to Jalen Hurts. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? Thanks
good,
for taking
Tim.
The call.
Listen, what's up, buddy?
I just want to make one point, right? And I agree with everything you said, because you'd be foolish not to acknowledge he hasn't won a championship yet, so he obviously can't be the greatest yet. But, there's 2 points I want to make. Number one, I'm not worried, and the reason I'm not worried is because this organization has gotten better and better and better. The longer Jeffrey Lurie owns it and runs it, this organization just keeps getting better. And I think that is a big part in when Jalen Hurts looks at himself and knows what he has to do to prove everybody wrong, to prove himself to be a better person. They let him use that as fuel, but they don't let him make it swim around in his head to where he can get lost. They keep him focused the right way. They let him, use it as motivation, but they make sure they keep his head above the fray with that so he doesn't get lost. And you can tell that by every play, including his not so great playoff appearances, obviously against San Francisco, a phenomenal defense. He never looked worried.
Never.
Still looked like he had a plan. Like, even if it was like, all right, I can't do anything, I'm just going to run over here and throw it out and not lose any yards,
No panic. No panic. And he just plays so smart that even when he's not having, a great game, he doesn't lose the game. He doesn't lose games. I mean, that's
exactly.
Part of winning, I think. And I think, the Patriots, when they were winning as much as they were with Belichick and Brady, that was part of, Brady didn't always have great games, but he almost never threw a big pick. He almost never fumbled. Like, he almost never lost the game for the Patriots. So it was always kind of close, and then they found a way at the end, with a field goal or whatever. Tim, I think that's half the battle. And one thing you said there about the Eagles helping him, get to the point where he is now, I think they learned a lot from how they didn't handle the Wentz thing right. I mean, I think they kind of rolled the red carpet out for Wentz and made him feel like he was a superstar before he was. And I think the Eagles have done a much better job of kind of helping Hurts along, but kind of making him realize, even last offseason, he had to get better, and he has.
Right. And the other part is, he's not 100%. You know that. And it is definitely going to be a test of himself to see how well he can perform now being not 100%. It's probably pretty close, but I know the adrenaline is going to be pumping. He's going to be playing at a high level. The only thing, you'll know it right away. If something crazy happens, they run a kickoff back at the beginning for a touchdown, and then we fumble the next thing, and then all of a sudden we're two scores behind. And then you look at everybody's eyes and you go, oh my God, these guys look like they're overwhelmed. But I don't see that as happening because this organization, this team this year, has been pretty well detailed, with the exception of the San Fran game. A couple guys are getting a little heated, getting penalties that were stupid. They should have stepped back and realized the moment. But other than that, these guys are pretty focused and they're pretty detail-oriented. So I'm not really worried about that. I do think he's going to come out, and I do think he's going to show everybody, and he's going to prove what you want to see, what I want to see, what the city of Philadelphia wants to see. So, yeah, he definitely has something to prove, especially going against Mahomes, who's, he's unbelievable.
But that's the fun part, right? You get to go up to beat the best. To be the best, you got to beat the best, right? The old line. It's him with Priest to the phone call. I like it this way. Was it fun beating Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy / Josh Johnson into the ground? Yeah, of course. But this feels like a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts against Patrick Mahomes. This is real. You win this game, and it's just different. This feels like a Super Bowl. It's not just you're playing a team that just happened to get to the second round of the playoffs like the Giants. Now, this is the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes. And as far as Hurts' demeanor, it's great. It's exactly what you want in a franchise quarterback. He's unflappable. Now, the one thing about his shoulder, I do think, and it's just, look, this is just me guessing. I'm the opposite of a doctor. I'm just playing it out how it's gone the last 6 weeks or so. So I think Jalen Hurts physically will be much better this week than he was last week. And I mentioned on the show the last couple weeks, I thought the 49ers game would be his most difficult test physically just to be feel good. Forget the matchup. Forget who they're playing. Just because the time. So think about it. He got hurt against the Bears, didn't play for a few weeks, came back against the Giants. Okay. Then they had a bye, the bye week. So they gave him 2 weeks to get ready, and I thought he threw the ball pretty well against the Giants. Then no bye, right? They had to play the next week against the 49ers. I thought he threw the ball pretty poorly by his standards. So I think we could kind of correlate to, okay, you had extra rest for the shoulder, and then you played pretty well, threw the ball pretty well. Then you have to play the next week. That's going to be difficult. Well, now we're back in a bye week, right? He has had the 2 weeks here. So I would expect throwing the way it looks, the way he feels, to be more like the Giants game, where I thought he threw the ball pretty well in that game. I thought the Niners game, he did throw the ball very well, and I would correlate that to, well, he just played the week before and got hit a bunch. So hopefully, if my guess on this is right, we see Hurts throw the ball as well as he had, you know, in a while here. Ron is in Blackwood. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Good. Ron, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, so I'm just sitting here thinking about this whole Lurie thing. And, you know, he's – okay, so as the owner of the team, as a manager, he's looking at the work ethic of Jalen Hurts, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that's largely what he's commenting on, is basically, hey, look, this guy – studies film, he does everything he can to make himself better, okay? So, yeah, he's made some really big steps this year as far as last year to this year. I mean, who would have thought that we'd be where we're at right now, okay? But on the other note, it's about execution on the offense side, you know? Yeah, okay, he's got a banged-up shoulder. But on the other hand, A.J. Brown, he was also playing injured too. Mm-hmm. So he didn't necessarily have the speed that he had when he was playing going down that seam.
I agree.
So, and Jalen's got to, you know, he's basing his throw off of what he knows A.J. Brown could do. And, yeah, he overthrew him. I mean, at least that's what it looks like. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, how much of that was the fact that A.J. Brown didn't have that little burst that he needed to get to the ball? And, you know, but, you know, on another note, if I'm Jalen Hurts and I just heard Lurie say that, my price just went up considerably. Because, you know, and I'm sure Howie's got to be sitting there like, oh, my God, did he really just say that?
I know.
You know, like, okay, so now I have to go into contract negotiation with Jalen Hurts' agent, with my owner now saying, oh, yeah, he's got nothing to prove. Oh, okay. Add about $10 million to that.
Yeah, Ron, it's a good point. And it's interesting. Ron, I appreciate your phone call and you listening tonight. So Jalen Hurts' agent, I believe her name is Nicole Lynn. She's a younger agent. This offseason, I believe she has both Hurts and Quinn and Williams of the Jets. Like, and this is her first quarter, you know, big profile, high profile quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, this, you'd have to think she's going to want to make a name for herself, you know, get more clients. Like, I don't know if she's any of these kids coming out of the draft this year, whether it be Bryce Young or Levis or Stroud. I'm not sure if she does. But, you know, if she gets Jalen Hurts a significant contract, and he's earned it, but if she negotiates it and it's looked favorably among other players and agents, like, she's going to get more kids coming out of college. Like, yeah, I want her to be my agent. She knows what she's doing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she smiled. I'm sure, well, I'm not positive Hurts is actually focused on all this right now, but once he kind of processes it all, I'm sure he'll be happy that was said, because yeah, the owner wants him here, the whole city wants him here, the GM that drafted him wants him here. Jalen Hurts is going to be here. I mean, it's obvious, and it's great for the franchise, it's great for all of us. I mean, I'm excited to watch the next era of the Eagles with Jalen Hurts at the helm, but I'm not paying him. I'm sitting here talking about him. I'm experienced as a fan, like all of us are together. He still has to prove one thing for me. He has to prove he could play his best in the biggest moments. Kevin is on the cell. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Thanks. Good, Kevin. What's on your mind? Yeah, you got it, buddy.
I just got a question. I don't know that anybody has brought this up or not, and I wouldn't put it past Andy Reid and Chiefs to put a spy on Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't think that, you know, that might have been done a couple times throughout the season, but – if they wind up trying to do that, obviously that hurts the Chiefs' defense. It takes a guy away from defending.
Right.
It really opens up the secondary. But
yep.
How do you think the Eagles' offense and Hurts would respond to that when they see that happening?
So, I mean, the one thing I think all year, Kevin, and I've liked this about Sirianni and Steichen and Hurts, like, they'll basically just play the numbers game, right? Like, if you give them a lot of guys up near the line of scrimmage, they're going to throw it over your head because you don't have enough in coverage. And if you kind of lay back or play the pass, they're very comfortable saying, all right, we'll just run it behind our offensive line 35 times and just grind it out so that they can win either way. So my guess, Kevin, would be if they're dedicating an extra player to Hurts in the run game, right, the spy, the reaction would be we got to throw it, right? We probably have one-on-one on the outside with Devontae or A.J. or both. I would think we'd see Jalen throw the ball down the field and try to take advantage of that.
Because I could see Reed trying that, but I ultimately wouldn't see that working because I think the Hurts and the Eagles would exploit that very easily and take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think so too. And Kevin, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's one thing about this game that I don't worry about at all is the Eagles' offensive coaches against Spagnuolo. I mean, Steve Spagnuolo's done a nice job in his career as a coordinator, right, and as an assistant defensive coach. All those years ago here in Philadelphia, you know, he didn't do well as a head coach, but he had Sam Bradford as his quarterback. So he's kind of swimming upstream there in St. Louis all those years. But, yeah, I mean, Spagnuolo's pretty good, and he has won championships. I'm not afraid of him and his defense. But I like the idea of the Eagles' offensive coaches. Like, they'll do the right thing. And Hurts always seems to put the Eagles in the right kind of play. I think he's unselfish. I think he's smart. I think it's probably it's the most underrated aspect of Jalen Hurts, the player, is how smart he is. And, you know, under Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, they just avoid negative plays. He doesn't throw many picks. He doesn't fumble much. He doesn't take many sacks. Like, they just avoid negative plays, which is such a major component of offense. I mean, you have negative plays, you're done. It's just hard in the NFL to move the ball consistently. So you need to avoid negative plays. So I believe whatever the Chiefs throw at them, they'll answer the right way. Now they got to execute, but they'll answer the right way. John is in the Northeast. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe.
Good, John. What's on your mind, Tom? What are you thinking?
Hey, listen, I got two things for you. One, I agree with a lot of your points. A lot of good callers tonight with a lot of information. The one thing I'm not really concerned about checking the box and him having – you know, a lights-out performance. What I really want to see from him is just be Jalen. I don't want to see him be the reason why we might lose a game. I just want him to protect the ball, do what he's been doing to get us to this point now, and I'm pretty confident that we'll be okay.
Yeah, play his game, right, John? And his game has been more than enough the entire year.
And that's how I really feel about it. But I called you because I got a bigger dilemma.
Okay.
So I got a party at my house Sunday, and I really want to do barbecue. But I'm afraid by doing barbecue, I'm putting some bad juju because we're playing Kansas City.
Oh. So, well, I mean, there's also – this came to my mind as you said that. Now, I'm not sure what kind of sauces you like to use, but there's, you know, we know there's the Kansas City style, right? The barbecue sauce. I just think if my advice would be you got to avoid that. Like, you can't use any sort of Kansas City spices or the barbecue sauce because that feels like you're asking for it.
I agree. I'm thinking about going Memphis style stuff. I got to avoid it. So I just, you know, I'm thinking, man, do I get to do all Philadelphia foods here? I really, because it's going to be nice and warm up here.
Right.
So I want to get the smoker going, but I'm just one of those guys. If we lose for some reason, I ate that barbecue, I'll probably never eat it again.
Listen, John, it's a tough one. John, I appreciate it. Here's what I'll say. If you use Kansas City-style barbecue sauce and they lose, we all blame you. I mean, that's the bottom line. We all blame John from the Northeast, so we know where to direct our blame. I would think it's okay to eat barbecue. I think
it's okay.
Yeah, Nick, I don't think it – I know Kansas City's the most known for barbecue, but I think barbecue, depending on what we're talking about, like – everyone barbecues, right?
Yeah.
And it's not as synonymous as cheesesteak Philadelphia.
No, it's not like someone in Kansas City, they're having cheesesteaks, they're getting federal donuts. You know what I mean? It's not like that. Like,
no.
This is, you know, everyone barbecues, especially when it's nice out. I think, like you said, if he stays away from the Kansas City style, then he's all right.
Yeah, like the one thing when you're going shopping, if you're going to, you know, barbecue or whatever this weekend, I mean, it's you know, you look at the different labels on the barbecue sauce stuff. Like, just if it says Kansas City style, like, that's the one you got to avoid. I think that's the fair way to do it. Rob, is it Glenn Olden? Hey, Rob.
Joseph, this is 4117, Rob. How you doing?
Oh, I remember. I wrote it down, Rob. What's up tonight?
Oh, you're right. Listen, Joe, I can't wait to you and Hugh getting a new time slot because I call Joe and John show a lot because that's my time slot, like, good for me. So you'll be getting a new caller, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, Rob. What are you thinking tonight?
Joe, I got a point with Sirianni dealing with Hurts, and then I got a point specifically on Hurts, okay?
Okay.
If you remember, Brady's first, I want to say, Joe, his first two, three Super Bowls, you know, against Carolina, against the Rams, you know, someone else has alluded to me, his numbers were pedestrian. Now, he made the drives at the end of the game to get them in field goal position, but they didn't need him to be great, Joe, because they had a great defense, they had a great running game, and, you know, they had Belichick. So Brady didn't need to be Brady. You know what I mean? Just at that clutch moment to drive him down the field to get him in position. The first two games of the playoffs, Jalen didn't need to be, you know, a superstar. He didn't need to make explosive plays. He just needed not to turn the ball over, let the defense carry him, let the running game carry him. Because you know what, Joe? If they want to play us, you know, loose with a spy, we can run for 250, 300 on them. I'm confident we can do that, Joe. And if they want to load the box, he's going to be the MVP, Joe. If they load the box, he's going to be the MVP. So
yeah, and just to go to your point before you go on, Rob, I went and found it. So Brady's first Super Bowl. You're right. You're spot on about it. He was 16 of 27, 145 yards, one touchdown, no picks. I mean, he was kind of a game manager, but again, he led the drive to win the game.
Yes, but that's pedestrian. I mean, 16 for 27. I mean, that's barely 50%. You know what I mean? But,
yep.
But made the drive again. My point is. And that goes to credit to Belichick. He had a game plan every week to the team he was playing. He played against their strengths and against their weaknesses. And that's what Sirianni's doing. Depending on how the game's going, we're either run it down their throat or we're going to go over the top. And you know what, Joe? That's my point. So that's we didn't need him to be explosive. But you know what? If we need him to be explosive in the Super Bowl, Joe, he's going to be because he's proved it to me during the season. Now, I know he was healthier when he was making those throws down the field. But he's got to be feeling better. So if he's feeling close to himself, he's going to make that throw to A.J. Brown, Joe. They're going to get single covers on A.J. Brown.
I know.
And Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. I mean, come on, Joe. Joe, I might even bump up that score, but I'm going to leave it at 41-17. But I can just see it, Joe. I am so confident that multiple Lombardi trophies sound a lot better than one. I'm grateful for the one.
Rob, it puts them in a different stratosphere, doesn't it, just across the NFL? Like they're in the club now with the best franchises.
We're legit now, Joe. We're not just, we caught lightning in a bottle. We're legit now. If we can stack Lombardis on top of Lombardis. And you know what, Joe? Go, Birds. Stay safe, Joe.
Love it, Rob. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, it does put him in a different stratosphere. There's no question about that. 215-592-9494. It's how you hopper. We'll get to everyone's phone call here. I'm very curious if everyone falls on this tonight because Jalen Hurts has proven so much in the last couple years, so much this year to become an MVP candidate, to be this team's franchise quarterback. I know that he's won over a lot of you guys. I mean, there's a lot of skeptics. I mean, all offseason last year, as I kept pounding the table that they got to keep this guy, they got to stick with this guy. I didn't want any part of Deshaun Watson. I didn't want any part of Russell Wilson. I thought that would have been a disaster. I mean, he turned out even worse than I thought. I wanted Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, but there were a lot of dissenters, a lot of people saying, no, he can't be good enough. Well, he's checked a lot of boxes. There's one left for me. He's got to prove he can play his best in the biggest moments. He hasn't in college. He hasn't so far in the NFL in the postseason. He's got to play his best in the biggest moment. That comes up this Sunday in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have anything left to prove to you? We'll discuss that. We got some great audio. We'll play Nick Sirianni coming up in a little bit, what he had to say today. Coming up next, Pro Football Focus. We'll throw a guest in the mix here. We're live at Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk about this game, the matchups, Jalen Hurts, his shoulder, Mahomes as well. An update coming up in a little bit on the show on his ankle. So a lot to talk about tonight on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And football fans, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has the perfect way for everyone to get in on Super Bowl 57 action with a no-sweat same-game parlay. That means everyone gets bonus bets back. If your Super Bowl same-game parlay doesn't hit, it doesn't matter. If you're new to FanDuel, already have an account, same-game parlays let you combine all your favorite bets for a chance at a bigger payday. So start building your own, or just bet a popular same-game parlay already built for you in America's number one sportsbook. For me, for this weekend, here's what I'm going with. I'll go Jalen Hurts over his rushing yards. I'm going to Jalen Hurts to score an anytime touchdown, and I will take over touchdowns for the Chiefs quarterback. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. New to FanDuel? Sign up promo code Jillio when you download the app. Either way, you'll get bonus bets back. If you're no sweat, same game probably doesn't hit. I really like the FanDuel app. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you live on Radio Row, or Media Row as they're calling it now, in Phoenix, Arizona, as we get set for Super Bowl 57. Of course, WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. We'll be here all week. Mark Cerise in the afternoon. Elliot obviously hopping on a lot. Elliot's going to join the show tomorrow. We'll have Elliot on for a full hour tomorrow night, so very excited about that as we get set. And a lot going on out here with the media days. Actually, I just walked around before we get back to a guest and the phone lines. I just walked around. I have the table here, and there's, I don't know, 50 tables or something, maybe more than that, maybe 65, 70 tables set up across this big convention center. And so I went for a little walk around. And tonight there's way more people here at this time than there were last night. You know, just more people, probably different cities, times around the country. So there's more people here tonight. More stuff going on, but across, like the other side of the room from where I am, there's an NFL setup over there. I was like, oh, so what's going on? Because a lot of people over there, like there's like a crowd over there. So I went over, and I believe there is a taping right now of the New Heights podcast going on, because I see Jason and Travis Kelce sitting there, and it looks like they're doing a podcast. So if you're into their podcast, so you're wondering when the next episode's coming out, my guess is sometime tonight or tomorrow, because I see those guys over there hanging out, and we know they're going head-to-head on Sunday, Super Bowl 57. Let's talk about that game, the matchup, and everything to know. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, with us right now. Brad, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Well, good. It's a busy week, but it's a fun week, and it's a great matchup as we look forward to this game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brad, when you look at the matchup here between these teams, it really does feel like it can't get more even. I saw this week, and they have the same amount of All-Pros, both 16-3, same amount of points scored per game. When you handicap this one, do you give an edge to either team, even if it's slight? Because it feels about as even of a Super Bowl heading into the game as we've had in a while.
No, I totally agree. It's a very even matchup, and it could come down to how the game plays out. If, you know, a certain team gets the lead early or the other does, and things that are not really things you can handicap coming into the game, but maybe more will depend on how the game plays out. And then I think beyond that, you look at some matchup advantages and where certain areas where, you know, the Eagles may be stronger and the Chiefs are weak, namely the Eagles' pass rush on the edge versus the Chiefs' tackles, and then other areas like Travis Kelce attacking the middle of the field against the Eagles, where they're, you know, good but not great, stuff like that. But, yeah, overall, this is two very, very good teams going up against each other in this game.
Brad, you know, the Eagles' pass rush has been unbelievable. We've chronicled that a lot, especially the last 6 or 7 weeks. Most sacks ever for a team entering the Super Bowl. But it's interesting. Patrick Mahomes doesn't take many sacks. You know, you got to scroll way down the list of sacks taken this year, sack percentage. He throws a lot. They drop him back a lot. He doesn't take sacks. I think this Chiefs offensive line is pretty good, but I think a lot of it's probably Mahomes and how quickly he's gotten rid of the ball this year. How do you handicap that matchup? Because a lot of our callers this week are talking about, you know, the Eagles getting to Mahomes and sacking him and ruining the Chiefs' passing game. And I love the idea in theory, and I think they can. But obviously the Chiefs and Mahomes have figured something out about getting rid of the football this year.
One of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen in so many areas that we talk about ad nauseum. And one thing that does not get discussed enough is his ability to not let pressures convert into sacks is also among the best in the NFL and has been for several years now. So I think one area that's interesting to me is the Bengals did get 3 sacks last game, but there is a prop on DraftKings right now. Eagles under 2.5 sacks is +115. Before the Bengals game, the last time Patrick Mahomes took at least 3 sacks was week 9. So it had been 10 games, if you include the playoffs, where he took over 2 sacks in a game. I do think there's value there because as good as their edge rushers are and as good as their pass rush is, when I speak of that, I'm thinking more of generating pressure, making him throw the ball away, making him throw short and not deep, actually getting him down with a sack is a whole other conversation and very, very difficult to do.
Yeah, it is. And on the other side, Brad, it's interesting to see how the Eagles are going to attack the Chiefs because, you know, I think there's a school of thought where they could use their running game, which has been excellent this year, and run on the Chiefs and maybe shorten the game, less possessions from Mahomes. I think there's some thought that could be the right way. But also, I think the Eagles could have some advantages on the outside with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. If you were in an offensive meeting for the Eagles and, you know, you kind of looking at the Chiefs, like what would be your thought on the best way to attack them in this game?
I do. I do think it's a lean on the running game. I mean, I don't think we should go understated that they pound the rock against, by many metrics, the best run defense in the NFL this year. And yes, they're missing their quarterback, and maybe things got away towards the end of the game. And yes, they weren't super efficient on a per-play basis, but were able to generate enough of those 6, 7, 8-yard carries and really kind of lean on that run game. I think you are going to see it. I do think there's probably still some concern about running Jalen Hurts too much. Maybe they wait for the second half to kind of get into those things and don't risk re-injury to that shoulder earlier in the game. But, you know, that's what I talked about at the beginning. If the game script is in Philadelphia's favor, if they're within a score, I think they're going to run the ball a ton. If they have to come back and they're down a couple scores, then we'll see them open it up. But, yeah, I think that is going to be their approach to this game, no question.
Brad, Travis Kelce, you know, obviously one of the great players ever, great tight ends ever, future Hall of Famer, and he's been ridiculous in the postseason in his career. Is there an answer for him, like in terms of the Eagles' defense? Has anyone figured out how to stop Travis Kelce? It just seems like tackle when he catches the ball. I mean, it's just hard to imagine the Eagles finding a way not to let him catch the ball, unless they were bold enough to put one of their corners on him, and maybe a guy like James Bradbury can match up, but then, you know, you're leaving yourself a little bit open on the outside. What do you think about the matchup against Travis Kelce, who it just seems like no team has an answer for?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll see him bracketed a bunch. We'll see him maybe doubled and have the safety shaded to his side. I do think, obviously, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is potentially a guy you can put on him here and there. Even Marcus Epps, I think, on certain plays, can at least be on his side of the field when he's in the slot or even lined up maybe out wide, but as the number 2 receiver. And I don't like Epps as a, you know, a true man coverage player, but He's big body. He can make tackles in space. I think you like having him, if you're not going to put a corner on him, you know, have Epps over the top and kind of keep an eye on him and keep him in front of him. Because I do not think, you know, I think Kaiser White is an above-average coverage player, and I think TJ Edwards is maybe an average to maybe slightly below-average coverage player. Kelce would cook either one of those guys if they're getting a ton of reps against them. They have to get creative, and I think you're going to see those safeties heavily involved.
Brett, how good is the Chiefs' pass rush? Obviously, it's not as good as the Eagles, but, you know, they had a good number of sacks this year. We know they have some players. I mean, Chris Jones is Defensive Player of the Year finalist. I think Karlaftis has a chance to be a good player as the years go on. How good are they, and who do you give the advantage to in the matchup when we see Chris Jones lining up against the Eagles' interior? You know, it'd be Atlanta Dickerson, Sey Amalo as the guards, and obviously J.C. Kelce is the center. I mean, most weeks we just hear reflexively say, well, the Eagles' offensive line has the advantage no matter who they go up against. Do they have it against Chris Jones?
Yeah, their pass rush, I would say, is average, although I do think Chris Jones is arguably, you know, with Aaron Donald missing time this year, important caveat, the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL this season, frankly, by a decent margin. I think he was that good. He should be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. At the end of the day, though, yeah, I mean, there's an elite interior for Philadelphia. I think Dickerson's injury, obviously he's going to play, he's going to have a brace and all those things, but maybe that becomes a factor to a degree, because Chris Jones is great with his hands and knocking away blockers. He has a ton of different moves in his arsenal. He is a very detailed, he has a plan. He's not just using brute force, though he can do that as well. You know, so I would say, look, he's going to get hit a couple times. He's going to get in the backfield. But it does help to have, I mean, Samalo, Kelce, and Dickerson, one of the best interiors in the NFL. Kind of interesting, too. The Chiefs also have probably one of the best interior offensive line groups in the NFL as well.
Brad, does experience matter? What's your feeling on that when it comes to the Super Bowl? I mean, I don't think it matters too much for players. I think, you know, you get on the field, the game starts. The one thing I have thought about this week, and I don't know if it's going to play any role in the game, but the Chiefs coaching staff has been here a lot, whether it be Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo. Like, they've done this through different organizations, like, they've been here a lot. This Eagles coaching staff, other than, you know, a couple of position coaches, really, this is their first time. What do you make of that, like, the week and all the stuff that goes on here? Because, I mean, it's a circus here, and these guys have to try to keep their preparation the way they normally do. Chiefs have done it. Eagles with this staff really haven't.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. You know, I do think the players, they'll get up, they'll get ready for this game, and both locker rooms have enough. You know, someone asked me kind of, you know, the Chiefs have way more experience. I'm sitting there thinking, you don't think Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham are going to get their guys ready for this game. But, you know, for the coaching staff, I think it's an interesting point. I would say organizationally, just having, again, like we sometimes forget that it matters that your GM's been here before, that other people in the building that are interacting with these coaches every single day can give them the experience coming into Super Bowl week. I do think it's very important to say, hey, don't get bogged down with all the media hoopla and the dumb questions and all the distractions and all that, and focus on what matters, which is the football game. I don't think it'll be much of a factor. I think institutionally, both organizations have been here, and they know what they're doing, and they can trickle that down, you know, from the top all the way to, you know, the position coaches and so on and so forth.
All right, Brad, let's end with this. Probably the last time you and I will talk before this game kicks off. Where are you leaning right now? I'm not sure if you made a final pick, if you're going to wait till the end of the week to take a side here, but where are you leaning right now? Super Bowl 57, Eagles are currently a point-and-a-half favorite. Who do you like Sunday?
Yeah, it is so tough. And I'll say first, kind of a cop-out answer, that I honestly think at this point there are other ways to bet this game. If we're talking from a betting standpoint,
right,
where you could more creatively bet this game than just taking the spread. But I will say I'm going to stick with my pick of the Chiefs for now. I think they got some decent health news with all their wide receivers apparently, you know, looking like they're on track to play in this game. But I would not be surprised at all if that ends up being the wrong side.
Yeah, I think it's a toss-up. I think it's Eagles in a very close game. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. Brad, always appreciate hopping on and all the spots over the course of the season. We'll chat soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy Arizona.
There, yeah, I will. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus there. How about, we got to get him off the line. I mean, pick the Chiefs, so we got to get that guy out of here right now. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. I believe Jalen Hurts has something to prove. Jeff Lurie said he doesn't. He does for me. And that's to prove he could play his best in the biggest stages. Didn't do it at Alabama. Didn't do it at Oklahoma. Hasn't done it so far in his postseason career with the Eagles. I think it's in him. I believe it's Jalen Hurts, but he still has to prove that to me. Let's go back to the phone lines here. The Weave. What's up, Weave?
Man, I'm so glad you got to me, man.
Oh, I was coming back from the interview. I was like, I got to get to Weave right now. What's up, Weave?
You always was the bomb. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate you. You've been listening to me for a long time, Weave. I appreciate you.
Oh, my God. How long, man?
I lose track. Years. That's right. Right.
Big Daddy, you know what I mean? Big Daddy Graham. Let's give him some credit, you know what I mean? I mean, Dad, he didn't want to put me on the radio. You know what I mean?
But, he's a legend. I miss Big Daddy. What a great guy.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if he was right here, right now?
He'd be so excited for this. He'd be so excited.
Oh, my God. He never seen this coming. Neither did I. Neither did you. But what I want to say is that last guy that was on there, he's on point, but he made the wrong pick.
I know. Pick. He did.
He made the wrong pick. And you know what? Here's what I think it's going to boil down to. Check this out. This is what the Weave came up with. When Jalen Hurts, when he pulls up, when we get our first offensive plays, I think it's going to be in the first offensive plays for each team. If Jalen Hurts can come out there and read the defense and, you know, either team is going to need a really good drive, you know what I mean, to kind of score first. And I'm thinking if Jalen Hurts, if he can see what everything's going on, if he can make the right calls when he comes up there, you know, the homework is going back to Nick Sirianni, you know what I mean? I mean, he was a coach with, you know, Andy Reid, let him go. And I think that the environment that Nick brings with the Eagles is going to be a lot better, and I don't understand why a lot of people are saying that Kansas City quarterback, you know what I mean,
is going Mahomes. Yeah.
I don't understand why they're saying that he's going to be so dominant because, you know, like, I go into statistics and red zone defense for the Eagles and red zone offense for Kansas City, it doesn't, like, really match up.
Well, and the other side, too, I always appreciate you. The other side, too, I mean, the Chiefs' defense is bad in the red zone. I feel good about the Eagles when they get in the red zone. As far as why people just assume Mahomes is going to play well, because he's been – I mean, he always does, right? I mean, almost always. I mean, he has a long track record now of 5 seasons where he plays it at almost always an elite level. You just kind of pencil it in. But, like, that's okay. I mean, like, you know, Brady played at an elite level 5 years ago in the Super Bowl, and the Eagles still won the game. I mean, the idea that if Mahomes plays well, the Eagles are toast, I don't think that's true. They just need their offense to stand up and to make some plays and to match him. Let's talk to Ben, who's in Kansas City. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how we doing?
Joe, good, Ben. You got it, buddy. What are you thinking tonight?
I mean, first of all, I'm jealous of the weather out there, as I had to deal with the Minneapolis weather. It makes me want to head out there again and support the birds, but need to watch one with my dad. I am definitely fired up about this game. I think it's definitely going to be the closest game we've had so far in the postseason. In regards to Jalen Hurts' contract, I know you talked about that a little bit ago with another caller. I mean, obviously, hypothetically, win the Super Bowl, even if he gets MVP, it's like, I mean, he deserves, you know, a lot. And, but, you know, that also compromises the ability of us to put the weapons around him. You know, last year he didn't have the weapons around him. He definitely grew. What makes me confident, though, is the fact that he did grow and he worked harder than, you know, a previous quarterback that we won't mention that has been sent up multiple teams. You know, so his growth and his ability to do that, you know, I mean, it speaks the same to Mahomes, you know. I mean, he lost Tyreek Hill. He lost a tough player like that because obviously he's getting paid and you can't afford to pay everybody in the salary cap era. So that does become difficult, but, you know, I remain hopeful that he will be able to keep growing with his personality.
Yeah, Ben, one thing that I'm sure this is going to be a big topic, you know, in the coming weeks and months, and I think it's interesting because the way the Chiefs did Mahomes' contract, they did it for a really long time, and they kind of were able to spread out the cap hits. So it's big, but it's not, like, overwhelming. So the Eagles could try that with Hurts, but the one thing about Hurts, the way he plays, you wonder, like, is he going to be a 10-year quarterback, or is he going to be more like the next five or six, and then his body just gives out? I don't know. I mean, that's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles structure this, because there is a school of thought, like, if we think he's going to hold up physically, just spread that thing out over 10 or 12 years, and then the cap hits won't be that bad.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you see that, obviously, that's happening in baseball. You know, I mean, that's how the Phillies are building their team. They're spreading out the contract, stuff like that. Obviously, a less physical sport. It is very difficult to guarantee that money over so many years with a quarterback, especially a quarterback that's physical. And it's exciting to watch is Jalen Hurts, but it is tough to give that. I do want to also mention just something I saw a little while ago. I went to a game that was in Atlanta versus New Orleans, and it was very exciting to me to watch those two fan bases be very excited and happy that they scored touchdowns. And I'm not trying to change the Philly mindsets, but, you know, it's like we got to start saying go Birds instead of your team is lower than ours. So, you know, and be excited and happy that we're doing so excited and, you know, not being detrimental. It was like a lot of that stuff in you could see the reactions of people in the NFC Championship game as I was in the parking lot with those people. But, you know, I just love the confidence exuded. You know, I never really feel as confident as I am right now about the Birds and the rest of the callers on the station for this whole week or last week. But I just want to say it's going to be a tougher game than we had in the postseason. And go Birds!
I love it, Ben. Appreciate it. Yes, and I feel that confidence, too. It's amazing. It's just built and built and built. You know, I was saying when Howard was on earlier that it's like, you know, it's overwhelming to the point you almost you forget, like, they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and yet the confidence is incredible. And I love that. You know, I kind of feel a little bit differently than I did 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I just felt like it was magic. It was magical. Like, I didn't think they were going to lose, even though they were underdogs. I just felt so good about that team. And this time, I guess I'm a little more nervous. I mean, I'm not nervous, but I just – They're going up against the best quarterback in the league, and they're going up against the best quarterback they faced all year. So that is a major, major challenge in this game. I think they're up for it, though. I mean, they've been the best team in football when Jalen Hurts is healthy the entire season. That is the one thing keeping me grounded and believing they're going to win this game, because that is a fact. When Jalen Hurts has been out there, they're 16-1, which is – and really, you go back to the Washington game that they lost in November when they were 8-0 and they lost the game on the Monday night. They turned them over four times, and they weren't Jalen Hurts' fault, the turnovers. But he had the ball that bounced out of A.J. Brown's hand, the ball that Quez Watkins fumbled. You know, if they just forget, not even, I'm not saying perfect, but if they just have only two turnovers, they probably win that game, and they're undefeated with Jalen Hurts. They're the best team in the NFL with Jalen Hurts. They have him on the field on Sunday. That's what I keep coming back to and why I believe the Eagles are going to win this game. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to get to everyone here coming up on the lines. And does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove to you? He still has to prove to me he can play his best in the biggest moments. He hasn't done that yet in the NFL or college. You know, he's had some great moments. He's had a great football career. But his bowl games at Alabama, his bowl game at Oklahoma, his playoff games so far with the Eagles have been okay or below his standard. They haven't been his best. That's the one thing he has to prove to me. Does he have anything left to prove to you? Jeff Lurie said he has nothing left to prove. We'll discuss that. And I want to talk about this jersey thing. I saw a lot of people talking about this, people writing about it, that the Eagles jersey, you know, the green jersey they're going to wear on Sunday with the Super Bowl patch, it's like impossible to find. There's some apparently gray ones out here. If you have any trouble finding an Eagles Super Bowl jersey, I want to hear from you. We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.